Do you want to learn interesting psychological information in an easy, straightforward, and entertaining manner? Then you need to listen to The Shrink Is In, a podcast show produced and hosted by Dr. Howard Gurr. Dr. Gurr is a practicing licensed psychologist for more than 25 years in New York State, and now he is available to you on the internet. Now, here's Dr. Howard Gurr.
It's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast. And today's podcast is really a follow-up on a podcast I did in 2007 on PANDAS, which stands for Pediatric Autoimmune Neuropsychiatric Disorders Associated with Streptococcal Infection. Now, this is a controversial disorder that some doctors believe is not real. But the podcast I did in 2007 was on the possibility that PANDAS could be the cause of tic disorders. I came across in YouTube, you know, one of the more professional references I use, an interview with Matt Lauer on the Today Show, interviewing Beth and Sammy Maloney, and their pediatrician, I believe, about Sammy's experience having OCD as a result of the strep infection. And so I wanted you to hear this, and more importantly, I would like everyone to see the video. So I'm going to put the reference to the video, the link to the video in the notes. But I was able to strip the audio component of the interview, so that I embedded in this podcast. So if you listen to this audio portion of the interview from the Today Show with Matt Lauer and Beth and Sammy Maloney, you get a flavor of what this kid went through, what this family went through, and what PANDAS could be like to somebody. And the important piece to walk away with is not that PANDAS is the solution for everything, but that not everything that's considered a psychiatric or a psychological disorder is a psychological disorder, and you need to rule out medical diagnoses as well. So listen to the interview, and I'll be back.
Nancy Snyderman has the story of one mother's fight to save her son.
Like, why?
Sammy is a talented math student who loves the water and sailed through fifth grade with honors. He even hosted the annual fifth grade party.
I'm really happy.
At the end of the party, one of the kids came up to Sammy and said, "Sammy, you throw a great party."
But just 3 weeks later, Sammy's life started to go terribly wrong.
He was walking around outside with his eyes shut, holding his hands in front of him as if he were blind. That was the first thing I noticed that was odd.
And it didn't end there. Every day, a new, strange, compulsive behavior popped up. The diagnosis, obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD.
The diagnosis just never made sense to me. I had a normal, healthy boy, and suddenly I had a child who I didn't even recognize.
Even with medication, Sammy was getting worse, not able to attend school or sleep in his bed.
He lived under these cushions. He would just lie under the cushions.
In a quest to save her son, Beth documented his every move.
There are many things he avoids, including all mats, doors, and faucets. He does not shower or brush his teeth. Hugs are out of the question. He does not touch light switches. He does not touch his food.
A way out of this hell came 1 year later with the most unexpected word, strep.
I was angry. My son and my entire family had been put through this horror for an entire year, and it could be something as simple as strep.
Sammy was diagnosed with pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric disorders associated with streptococcal infections. It's otherwise known as PANDAS. Doctors believe that PANDAS is brought on when strep antibodies attack the brain.
Here's the chart. I'm done with it.
Dr. Catherine Nicolaitis is a developmental pediatrician in New Jersey. She's treated a handful of PANDAS patients and agreed to see Sammy.
Because of the controversy in the medical profession, it hasn't been well studied, so there are people who are resistant to treating.
For Sammy, the right treatment was the antibiotic Augmentin, and within weeks, his behaviors and tics started to diminish.
Okay. You'll notice that I'm touching it because now I can.
He said, "Mom, I'm a boy full of hope."
Last time I saw Sammy, he was a well-developed, healthy young man who had absolutely no symptoms.
And Dr. Nancy is back with us, along with Sammy, who's now a freshman at Carnegie Mellon University, and his mother, Beth Maloney, who writes about their experiences in the new book, Saving Sammy, Curing the Boy Who Caught OCD. Good morning to all of you.
Morning.
I'm watching you watching that, and I'm trying to think, what do you remember about that? It's been 7 years.
Not that much, honestly. I don't really think about it, and 7 years is a long time when you're only 19, so...
How do you feel now?
I feel completely better.
Perfect. No remaining tics, no symptoms at all?
Well, occasionally, I'll catch strep or something, and I'll feel sick, or I'll start to feel the symptoms return a little bit, but then I'll go on antibiotics, and it'll go away completely.
At the time, you were 10, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're old enough to understand the world around you. Did you have an awareness of what was happening in your life?
I mean, yes, but it didn't really seem weird to me. It seemed... something that I should be doing, as messed up as it was.
So you weren't screaming to communicate to the outside world, help me, I'm trapped.
I was on one level, and on another level I wasn't. There's one part in the book where, or in real life, frankly, where I was getting help from someone with spelling or something like that, and I couldn't do any work. I couldn't really... accept any of the help, and all I ended up writing was just help me on one piece of paper.
The frustration element of it. And it turns out, Beth, it's an infection.
Yes.
That, in some kids, turns out to be a sore throat.
Correct.
Yet in your son, something very different.
He never had any symptoms of strep in the traditional way. Never had a sore throat, had never missed a day of school. And as soon as he started having the behaviors, we were referred to the mental health arm of medicine, and there was never a question asked as to whether he might be physically sick.
A lot of people said you should institutionalize Sammy, and that's where he would live the rest of his life.
We were at the point where I thought we might have to find a placement for him because I was no longer able to help him at home.
Nancy, what about that question of why in some children does strep result in a sore throat, and why in other children does it result in what happened to Sammy?
I will not be the source of all the information today because this is really, really new, and it breaks open this idea of, pardon me for using the word, mental illness, math geniuses who are really uber smart kids, and then perhaps these environmental triggers that open up the doors to think like things like OCD. I think if anything, it says to the medical establishment, we don't have all the answers. Yeah. And this, I mean, look in his eyes. This is a transformed child.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a young man, I should say.
Yeah. And you shared this story, Beth, why?
I didn't want any other family to ever have to live through what we lived through. I want anybody whose child may have obsessive compulsive disorder or Tourette syndrome to immediately think about whether there's a strep infection.
But I think the other side of this also is every child out there with OCD or some other compulsion or Tourette's or autism is not going to, with antibiotics, be okay tomorrow. But it's worth at least talking to
the physician about. Examination is important. Sammy, I'm glad things are going so well for you. Good luck at school.
Thanks.
It's fantastic. Beth, nice to meet you.
Thank
you very much.
Too.
Nancy,
you
double
bet.
Hitter for you today. Up again, once again, the book is called Saving Sammy, Curing the Boy Who Caught OCD. We're back in a moment. This is Today on NBC.
You could see more if you go to the YouTube website and type in Saving Sammy. I think this will come up. You could also look for their book, Beth's book called Saving Sammy, Boy Who Caught OCD. Or you can go to their website, which is savingsammy.net. If you have any questions, ideas, or concerns, you can email me at drgurr.podomatic.com. Until next time, this has been Dr. Gurr for The Shrink Is In.
You have been listening to The Shrink Is In, and your host has been Dr. Howard Gurr. If you want to learn more about Dr. Gurr, go to his website at www.drsgurr.com.